Welcome to London Runway Style. This is your guided exploration of collections and catwalks from London shows. Each episode, we take a look at a collection or article you can find in our pages, so if you want to listen with a visual aid, head to londonrunway.co.uk. Today, we're sharing a clip from the London Runway Virtual Festival 2021. From the 9th to the 15th of August, we hosted a range of live chats, performances, and demonstrations, including this one. Check out the video version on our IGTV at London Runway Mag. Hello and welcome to the very last day of the London Runway Virtual Festival 2021. Oh, I can't believe that it's come up so fast. I'm really sad. But the great thing is, we are now ready to show you a recap of all of the amazing things that have happened this week, right through from our opening ceremony, hosted by yours truly, through to today's Q&A, which was also with yours truly. Anyway, we did do some other stuff with other people in between, I promise. We had some amazing musical performances. We had live chats. We had panel talks. We had giveaways and competitions. We had really just so much amazing stuff. We even did a live photo shoot. So without further ado, please enjoy this collection of clips, which showcase the best bits of the week gone by. And if you're interested in finding out more about anything that you may have missed, please do go ahead and check out our IGTV. We have a series saved on you there from all of the different things that we've had throughout the week. So please do go check out the full videos, leave us some love, and let us know what you liked, what you didn't like, because next year we're planning to run the London Runway Virtual Festival again for 2022, and we would love your feedback. Here we go. Enjoy the ride. We are officially here. It is Monday, the first day of the virtual festival. We are going to be doing a whole week of virtual events for you this week.
Bricolage.
That's nice. Someone said bricolage.
That's me, sorry.
The vision keeps me at bay. Expectations are being expressed. In contemplations are making a mess of my brain. Oh, my brain.
This is a customer review right now, because I've done the Handle Your Heels.
Yes, you have.
Because I was just there and I thought I'd join in. And do you know what? I didn't wear heels before that. Now I do.
Yay, that means mission accomplished.
Oh, wait. Wait. Oh, no. I got excited then, but it was just the rim of the plate that was in focus.
I've always been very curvaceous. So, you know, growing up, you know, you get told that you've got the hourglass figure, you're the Coca-Cola shaped girl, yeah. Which I thought was a fabulous, I suppose, way of getting recognition. But in the modelling industry, it was just a no-go. It was a case of, no, you're far too big, so no, thank you very much.
This song is my favorite one to cover, and it's Rihanna's really fun.
Like, when I met you guys the first time, I was like, I want to be on the front of that cover. Done that. That's yes. What I wanted to do. Fashion Nova, done that. Everything I've, so I set goals, I score them. So I think I want to aim bigger.
When it comes to like the food I consume and just like things that I have around me, it needs to be organic, it needs to be eco-friendly, mm-hmm. It needs to be good for the environment as well as myself. So mm-hmm. Having those thoughts towards what I put in my body, I want to do that when I'm wearing it as well, and just with the things I have around me, material things.
Seems to have an opinion of based on their knowledge. Mm. And yeah, so how do people around you, like, you know, tutors, friends, classmates, and people who are just working with you react towards your concepts? Are they all positive?
Funny enough, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes, yeah. I was a bit, because I wanted to do the project and I had my ideas and I'm kind of like, hope you like it, you know, like I'm going to do this now, like, you know.
Welcome to day 6 of the London Runway Virtual Festival 2021. Almost said the wrong thing there. I've already got to that point.
Every month we, the team gets to pitch either their own article or we get like a list of articles that are already kind of pre-suggested in our little spreadsheet. I really enjoy the freedom of choosing what we want to write.
Put it down to the plate as if, yeah, as if you've only just picked it up. Good. And I'm just going to just move some things around a little bit. Just make this seem a bit more interesting, I think.
Then see. That the joke was on me.
And kind of just tell people 30 years you've been 40. So I started when I was 10 then, innit?
Yes.
Works, especially if you're new to the idea of depth of field, is that when we come in at this angle where I was slightly above her and pointing the camera lens down, the way this affects the depth of field is that now the flapjack was in line with her eyes. So you can see there, one eye here is in focus and the flapjack is in focus, even though from the front shot that we did, it was almost impossible to get both of them in focus. Like here, you see.
Well, if you're watching, have a look at the feed in London Runway magazine, and then have a look at us and vote for the one you like the most.
And in the good times, I find myself longing for change. And in the bad times, I fear myself. I'm on the deep end, watch as I dive in. I'll never meet the ground.
Because a post may be doing better than the other, and you're sitting there thinking, why? You need to actually analyze. So I tend to do monthly reviews of like the whole marketing aspect, just so I can see what can I do better? What haven't I done that I should do or stop doing? So yeah.
This is literally, it's interesting that you're asking me this, because, you know, I've played around, like, thought, okay, am I starting my brand? You know, I have this, basically an alumni from my university who is also, she's Somali, and she's brilliant. We have the same type of style, and we decided, you know, what if we played, you know, with our cultures and our messages, and we create something that will make people listen.
Modeling, where do they go for that?
For that, you can follow me just at L_Rowley. And you can get in contact with me if you'd like to arrange any shoots.
I recommend.
Thank you very much, thank you.
That down, that's a promise. No.
I can see myself, you know, together, you know, the two of us, like front row.
Yes.
With like dark sunglasses and, you know.
Oh, yes. With the attitude, yeah, don't talk to us. Yeah.
Sneaking into, you know, fancy parties. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Good.
I've never done anything like this in my career in 5 years.
Wonderful to bring you a first. Yeah.
I enjoy what I do. Yeah, I actually love what I do immensely. Absolutely love it. So
I just kind of use a similar area of skin so that it doesn't quite look so jarring that we've actually edited that. All right, so I'm quite happy with that. And then there's just a few bits here on the cheek or on the eye. Again, it's just because the light has hit this part of the skin in a quite a harsh way that it's not so flattering.
That was super good because I was super nervous about leaving school and like not going to further education or anything like that. So didn't really have too much to do when I left. So
I'm bulletproof,
Nothing to lose. Fire away, fire away. Ricochet, you take your aim. Fire away, fire away. You shut me down, but I won't fall. I am titanium. You shut me down, but I won't fall. I am titanium.
Age of 60 and end up being successful. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's about what you put in, it's about the seeds that you plant. You know what I'm saying? Like all these things that we're doing now, like not do it just for the moment. Everybody creative knows that if you do it now, it can be watched in 10 years. So that's, you know what I mean? That's the power of it.
One thing that I would love, if you guys could share, if you guys could support, if you have constructive criticism, I mean it with all my heart. I'm not just saying this because I'm alive and I want to look good. Like, please, DM. Please, because I wanna please you guys, right? The clothes, although it's rewarding in a sense of having my own small business, is for you guys. So, yeah.
I started noticing that people saw that and connected to that, and like, oh, I love the silhouette of this. They don't know where it comes from, but they appreciated like the silhouettes and like the play with the gender I did, and you know, things that were not cultural anymore. Like, you know, there is this cultural, very cultural aspect, and then there is fashion, you know, and
yeah,
it's really interesting how people who didn't maybe understand the cultural aspect of it, but saw the fashion side of it.
I have to say, you don't really need to introduce yourself to anyone, Phil, because I feel like every single person who's involved in the fashion industry, even in a vague way, has already met you.
Maybe, I don't know. I was in a festival before, they didn't let me in. So someone still not know me.
You should have said, don't you know who I am? I'm Phil Mazzarino, come on.
Exactly.
So,
I
am now part of the core team. And yeah, I just write articles every month. I pitch my ideas, I research, and I write.
I mean, there's a lot of work goes into it, right?
That's true.
That'll be pretty much all that we do for the shoot. So,
doing location shoots. So I usually prefer going somewhere location. So in London, there's thousands of different locations you can go to. Really good. I think they're locking down now for if you have too much gear, carry on, look too professional, you get stopped and you get moved on and things through. But if you got understand your camera really, really well and you can pull the shots out straight away, you can move quite quickly through lots of areas in London and capture so many different location shots in one go. That it's your own studio in the world is free.
It's not going to work. It's actually not going to work. So think about the areas, the categories, the type of models that you want to become, what areas you want to actually fit into. Does it work for you? Be realistic about what you're going. You can't be 5'4 and applying for a job where it says, I need models that are 5'7.
Some clips, you know, we're going to do some promotion of the clips.
Yeah. Introduce yourself to everybody that's watching.
Oh, yeah, that's the main thing, you know. I need to introduce, yeah. Hi, this is MJ. So I'm basically, my full name is Mitunjay Mitro. So it's big name, so people call me MJ. Yeah. So I am actually one of the photographers of this magazine. So I do fashion photography and I do real stuff as well. So you can see me in the fashion show and as well as you can see me some kind of editorial suit. So yeah.
So yeah, I actually, just by coincidence, I have right next to me some of MJ's
work. Yeah.
No.
People think it's really glamorous you get to go to all these shows and things through, but as I said earlier, if you're stuck in a pit with 700 photographers sitting on top of you for an hour before the show starts, just for a 3-minute show, yeah. Some people, it's not for them because they have to turn up and just be there and enjoy the atmosphere. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And
thank you all for joining in, supporting the magazine. Yeah. Have a good one.
This episode of London Runway Style was recorded during the London Runway Virtual Festival 2021. You can check out the video version on our IGTV at London Runway Mag. You can find full issues, as well as interviews, articles, trend reports, and more at londonrunway.co.uk, and follow us at London Runway Mag on most social media channels. Until next time, enjoy.